Dr. Tom Sherman, state senator. We talked about him earlier. He's running for governor as a Democrat, hoping to take on Governor Chris Sununu. Senator Sherman, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks, Jack.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we talked with Senator Susi about. Democrats are concerned, I'm inferring pretty clearly based on releases from the state party and members of the Democratic Party, that they understand what the law is now. I think they're worried about future legislatures and would further reproductive rights or abortion rights be clipped back in the future. What are your thoughts after, not necessarily, we really talked about the Supreme Court decision, but the law in New Hampshire currently? You've been outspoken on this. Take it away.
Yeah, so the law in New Hampshire currently still criminalizes doctors, has no exceptions for rape or incest. And when you talk about criminalizing doctors, it really criminalizes doctors for any action in the third trimester that might be interpreted as an abortion that doesn't meet the two exceptions, which is one is for the emergency health of the mother, and the second one is for now a fatal fetal anomaly, thanks to heroes like Lisa Akey for bringing that forward. What that means is that Dartmouth Hitchcock has one of the best maternal fetal medicine programs in the country, and those doctors could do everything right, follow medical procedures, and somebody could come and charge them with a felony. That needs to go. So the way we fix this is one of the first things I'll do as governor is make sure that we get rid of those criminal penalties and do what most states have done, which is give reasonable exceptions if it's appropriate. But the most important is to make sure that the same protections that women have had across the country through Roe versus Wade are codified into our statute. And it is absolutely false that we should sit back and say right. that women have all the protections. It's just not true.
If you were elected governor, you would need the legislative approval to change some of that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We would need legislative approval to move forward with codifying. But remember, it was a 12-12 vote in the Senate mm-hmm. To codify Roe versus Wade as recently as the end of the session. So we have Republicans who are willing to cross the aisle to support this. They understand this is not a partisan issue. This is an issue about women being able to make their own health care decisions.
Dr. Tom Sherman, state Senate Democrat running for governor with the hopes of taking on Governor Chris Sununu. I want to switch gears and ask you this. We just had on Eversource spokesperson William Hinkle yesterday talking about rate hikes for average residential homes starting soon and going into the end of the year and next year. Big rate hikes for commercial users of electricity. We know about inflation. Gas prices are going up. Interest rates have more than doubled if you're going to buy a home. And inflation and maybe a recession this fall. I guess my question is, do you run the risk if you're trying to appeal beyond your base, because independent voters are going to weigh heavy, and it may be pocketbook wallet issues versus social rights. Do you, Senator Sherman, run the risk if you focus too much on abortion rights and or social rights and not on the economy and trying to lower prices, including talking about should we be producing more energy at home? Should we have a natural gas pipeline in New Hampshire? If you don't talk about some of these other things, do you kind of run the risk of not talking about inflation or the economy enough?
Well, actually, I do talk about the economy. It's one of my top three concerns. So it's not an either or. The economy is critical, and I would hold Sununu accountable. This is not just a Washington issue. This is a New Hampshire state issue. Sununu has been governor for the last 6 years. He's vetoed more than a dozen bills that would have put us in a much better position, especially the bill on procurement, which he vetoed. That had broad bipartisan support, and he vetoed many others. That put us in a position where we are one of the most reliant on natural gas in the country, and we are going to have the second highest rates in the country after Alaska.
Quick
That's
question
on Sununu.
Quick question, yeah. Senator Sherman, as a candidate for governor, specifically, how would you lower energy costs, electricity costs, gas costs, inflationary costs for New Hampshire voters here? How would you specifically lower that as governor?
Well, that's a long discussion, and I do have that those steps. It's actually something that the governor has already rejected. And you don't see Maine and Massachusetts having the same level of rate increases that we're seeing in New Hampshire. And why is that? Because they actually have embraced moving forward with alternative sources of energy. They have moved forward with procurement processes that allow them to lower their rates. They've moved forward with community aggregate programming so that communities can actually do their own shopping for energy rates. We are highly dependent on natural gas source, more highly dependent than our neighbors, and that is really because of Sununu's vetoes. We were moving forward. 3 years ago, we had strong bipartisan support to do that. So the technology is there, the mechanism is there, and we can embrace that.
We had a guest on yesterday, Senator Sherman, that talked about energy independence in America. 2 years ago, we were there. He says it's actually a national security issue, that there's no question we have more natural gas. You're talking about some of the big pockets in Pennsylvania. We have we rejected, I guess, wanting to take the Keystone XL pipeline with some of the sands, the oil sands from Canada. But do you think the Biden administration has made a big mistake, which is now causing and making inflation worse by not producing and supplying more energy here in America? You often hear that they blame the oil companies for price gouging and record profits, but they've really been disincentivized to explore and do more pipelines and things like that. Do you think we should be producing more oil and gas in America? Should we be drilling more for that or not?
Well, let me remind you that you're talking about federal issues, and I'm really talking about state issues. I think at the state level, we should be doing more, which is it's not partisan. It's a bipartisan effort. And in fact, when you talk about energy independence, we could be far more energy independent as a state, not even talking about a federal issue. We have offshore wind. We have waited 3 years between our BOEM task force meetings. That was launched 3 years ago. Nothing happened until this spring. And Maine and Massachusetts are way ahead of us on that technology. That's because the governor has dropped the ball on both BOEM. He's dropped the ball on vetoing these bills. And it's left New Hampshire, specifically New Hampshire, far more dependent on natural gas than our neighbors are, which is what's driving up the cost. The other point that I would make is, since you brought up the economy, is that the economy, the people's ability to react to something like this sharp hike, the Sununu's energy costs, is really dependent on how they're doing with other fixed costs. Right. And they have huge skyrocketing property taxes under Sununu over the last 6 years. He's actually vetoed direct property tax relief. So what we end up with is people are already strapped. They're already concerned about meeting their financial obligations. And now Sununu's energy increases, which he wants to blame on the Biden administration. But it's really not fair to do that. We had the capacity 3 years ago to start working on this, and he vetoed it. So now they don't have the resilience that they should have been able to have had they had lower property taxes and lower energy costs.
Senator Sherman, thanks. We'll let you go. We'll get you back in soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. If people want to learn more, the best way is?
To go to the website, www.drtomsherman.com, and it's just DR.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Have a great
Thanks
4th.
Thanks so much for having me, Jack.
Have a great 4th of July.
You too. Take care.